Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Mika.
Hello?
Can you people hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, well, y'all kind of loud, though. Kind of loud.
Shut up.
Who's loud, me?
Yeah, I was having Blog Talk Radio was trying to front on me. Had to call in like twice.
Oh, I wonder it was taking so long. I'm like, where is everybody?
Yeah, he's fronting on me. But anyway, hold on. What up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of The Menu. We got Mika, we got Big Red, and Brother B in the house. Sorry for the tech difficulties, but we're here now. I'm a little under the weather. Pardon me for the scratchy throat, but I'm here now. And we are here now. And how was your day, Big Red? How was your day?
It was good. Don't be spreading no Walking Dead diseases, okay?
Oh, here it comes.
All right. Listen, I still didn't see the episodes, so don't say nothing.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I made a mistake and seen something. I saw something on Facebook and I was like, oh gosh.
How have you not seen this already, by the way?
Right, absolutely.
I've been sick. Listen, in between NyQuil, Mucinex, Mac,
and DayQuil.
and DayQuil and Robitussin.
Oh, my
first
God.
First it started, it was a throat thing. It was in my throat. And basically, usually when it's your throat, sometimes it's really your sinus. So I was good. I beat it. I thought I beat it, but then the next day I had to go run some errands. So by the end of the day, you know, I had to put my truck in the shop. And by the end of the day, I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling too hot. Then I went to work that night, and that's what sealed the deal. I went to work. And
okay.
It was wrapped. Started coughing again. So I've just been, like, kind of sleep. Getting some good sleep, though.
But yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah. I was just a good sleep. I ain't going to lie. I'm looking to get some more.
Damn, I got sleep. So, you just listened to all the drugs you was taking.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I don't like being sick, and I'm not like anybody does, but that sinus thing combined with the chest, oh, no.
Yeah, that ain't no joke. No. I don't like that stuff.
I know, especially because, you know what I'm saying, I'm lucky my asthma didn't, like, jump off.
That was going to be my next statement, too.
Right, yeah.
I'm lucky my asthma didn't jump off. Yo, it was crazy.
Yeah, that stuff was crazy.
My nose was all tight. I thought I was getting rid of Lucky Charms, all the colors coming out of my nose. I was like, oh,
nice.
That was interesting. Oh.
Really, really nice.
How you doing,
oh
Mika?
God.
How you doing? How you doing, Mika? How you doing?
I was fine until I had that image in my head.
A bowl of Lucky Charms?
For real. Even out of anyone's nose. Yeah, I was good up until that. I was okay.
And then I heard that, and that just totally destroyed me.
Sorry. But would Fruit Loops have been better?
It doesn't even matter because now I've got this image and there's not anything to do about it.
The nose is nasty, at, you know, period.
Pretty much. It's okay though.
So,
it's okay.
Well, all right.
It's quite all right.
Change the subject real quick before we go into the topic. What I saw on Facebook, it pissed me off because they said something about Negan killed Abraham. Wait, is Abraham dead? Is Abraham dead?
We don't know. That's the. Did you watch the last episode?
Okay,
of that?
Okay. No, I didn't see it. It's what somebody posted.
Oh, thanks. And now you don't let me tell you something that you ain't supposed to know right now.
It's Abraham. I like Abraham. I'm liking Abraham because I noticed in the last, before I, of course, I'm five episodes down. I'm out. I didn't see them five episodes. But Abraham seemed like he's, you know, it's something about him that's changing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, like he's, you know, like he has more of a belief system, you know. Like
well, he's going mad machine gun preacher. We've already seen that.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like, okay, I'm gonna try and catch up with it.
Yes, please do. By the time the next time come around, you should be caught up.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. But like I said, all that NyQuil and everything. I mean, listen, oof, that NyQuil knock you out.
Really doesn't. You know how many other drugs I'd have to take with that in order to be snoring up a snoring?
I don't know. I don't really take NyQuil because I can't. I don't mess with that stuff too much.
Nah, NyQuil. Like, I took NyQuil and I woke up feeling like, wow. Like, that was good. Like after hitting, like, three cups, like getting three solid blocks of sleep. Oh, man. Yeah, that was no joke.
I guess I'm going to have to find out what that's like.
Yeah, well, you know, working night is hard to sleep during the day. So I tried out this NyQuil, and it's okay, but you really got to sleep it off, depending on how your body takes to it. You can drink
right.
it, and you got to sleep it off, else you'll still be a little drowsy.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Yep, that's just like them daggone. What pills did I take? Muscle relaxers I take. I got to sleep them things off.
Yeah, man. But, you know, at least it's sad that you got to take a sleeping aid to help you get some sleep because it just be too crazy out here.
Well, that's life right. Nowadays, man. Because you're too wound up after being at work for all of those hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter which shift you work. The point is, at the end of that shift, you're tired, but you can't unwind because your mind is still going, which clearly affects your body, and that's a wrap.
Yep.
No, I'm wound up because of some of the trash at work. Some of my coworkers, they just really, like some of them just really need to, like you saw that video that I put up with the deer beating on the hunter? Like that's what
yep.
I
yes.
need to get me a deer. I need to get me a deer and have it like on command, just like, start smacking people like that. Like, that's what I would like. I would like to get a deer. Like, is a deer legal? Can you, like, have a deer in your house?
No.
No. Only if you live, like, where deers are running rampant and you can't have them in the house. You can only have them on your property.
If that was the case, then I would have had my panther by now, okay?
No.
I can't believe y'all.
That's right. I would have had my panther by now and... You know, that'd be, you know, I'd probably be kicked out, but that's all right. Very well protected right now.
A panther, a menace to society, a deer. Like, you know, a deer is nice until you try to shoot it.
Yeah,
okay,
a baby deer, Bambi, not no daggone 600-pound deer with no antlers as big as this building. Hell.
Yeah, he's pretty much talking about a, he's pretty, you know, you got to be talking about a buck.
Yeah.
Because there's no way in hell a little Bambi.
Yeah, not
yeah,
a little
okay.
Bambi ain't gonna be popping up on you know a person like that. You gotta talk about them big ones with the antlers that look like tree trunks.
Yeah, have you ever seen a buck close up? They're not small and they're quite deadly.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's
good
why
luck
I
with
want
that.
One because, listen,
yeah, well you can't
right.
train them.
Yeah, you can't train them daggone things.
No, you got to be something. You got to be able to train.
You got a better chance of listen. You got a better chance of training a newborn baby than you do a buck.
You got a better chance of training a lion before you train one of them things.
Game
lion. I ain't messing with no lion. I ain't with no lion.
Listen.
I want to listen. A lion. Listen. You have a lion, you're gonna get in trouble. But a buck or a deer. I mean, come on now. Like that's. Like I said, the deer was going to work on that dude.
Yeah, because he was trying to kill him.
Like,
that's
that
why. I would do that too. He was trying to kill me.
I know that's
and
right.
That's what I'm saying.
He was trying to kill him. So he said, "The hell with that. I'm gonna just pull you. You know what you should get instead of one of those? Get a goddamn kangaroo."
Them joints ain't no joke.
Them kangaroos ain't
no
joke. Man, please.
Get kangarooed out this mama.
Yeah, back in the days, they used to, like, fight. You know, they used to have people fight with the kangaroos. I don't know why, but, yeah, they...
Yeah, they used to box them, boxing kangaroos.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. It's nothing. If kangaroo is one thing, but like getting hooked, like that's serious. Like I be like, yo, meet my attack deer. I got
listen. All right. Well, you know what? I might as well get one of them that big ass bear that almost killed Leo in that movie. I'd rather get him.
Wow.
I don't want no damn bear. Now you sound like the Jungle Book.
I do.
Sound like the Jungle Book.
Nah. Did you? I know you've seen that movie. What was that movie called?
The Revenant.
The Revenant. Yeah. Did you see that bear?
Absolutely not. I will not see that on the fact that I don't like Leo. I can't watch him.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not a Leo fan. I'd really be upset.
Let me tell you something. Somebody told me about that movie, and I was like, I really don't want to watch this. I sat here and watched it. I said, you know what? That's a good damn movie. That was a good
movie. Y'all could keep him.
That was a good movie, and he did his thing in that movie. I ain't going to front now.
He
ain't do much. He didn't do much.
Yeah, y'all. Listen, the last time I even thought about liking him was like 1,000 years ago when he was in the remake of Romeo and Juliet. And that's only
Romeo and Juliet. You didn't like him
I don't like him.
Gatsby?
Nope. I don't like him. I can't. Oh my goodness gracious. I want to beat him.
But I think he's up there as an actor, like with what's his name? My favorite actor that I love. Oh, Johnny Depp. That's how he reminds me of Johnny Depp. Like, he's up there with him.
You ever come across someone that irritates you so much the very sight of them makes you want to strangle them?
Yes, Beyonce.
Okay, well, how you feel about Beyonce is how I feel about Leah.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Okay. Okay. The menu, Brother B, Big Red, and Mika. Bad Applesauce Nicole, of course, is not in the house tonight.
Bad Applesauce ain't around?
No, she's somewhere getting saucy, probably.
Good for her. Good on her.
Getting her apples sauced. But anyway.
Hey, good on her for that, too. I applaud that, by the way. All right.
Yeah. Okay, Sexy Taurus. Anyway, guest caller number 347. 347-324-3395.
For the record, we are not sexual terrorists. We are sexual explorers. Okay, now.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, Star Trek. Now. So, how Facebook was posting the topic. It said it's society glorifying being a mom.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
No, you didn't say anything. I was like, wow, are they really trying to play me like this?
Pretty much.
Are they really trying to play
you? Why would they, but who's changing? Like, who did it?
Blog Talk always has an issue. I think the engineers are.
On Blog Talk, it says, is society glorifying being a single mom?
But on Facebook.
When it transferred over to Facebook, yeah, it said something else. Like, when it was advertised, and I was like, wow, really?
Well, this isn't the first time you and Facebook, but this isn't the first time you and Facebook had a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, they kicked my ass.
Wow. Okay. And yeah, based on what happened the last time when you tried to post something and it wouldn't let you post. See,
they kissed my ass. So,
wow. So anyway,
I only feel like somebody's watching me. That's what we got going on there.
Oh, God, Big Brother's really bored if he's watching us.
Yeah, exactly. Find another channel. Now,
right.
Is society glorifying being a single mom? Any takers? Anybody want to
sadly,
step up in this person?
Sadly, it is. Sadly, it is.
It is.
I don't think so. I don't see it. I don't really see it. I don't really see it. It may be there, but I don't really see it. Like, okay, give me an example. Can anybody give me an example? Of what
Teen Mom.
That movie. That movie. Single Mom.
Teen Mom.
Oh, the Single Mom. Oh, Teen Moms. But I don't think. Okay, my thing is this. with the team. I never seen that movie. What is it called? Single Moms. What is it called?
Yeah, Single Mother's Club.
Okay, I've never seen that.
That was a horrible movie, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't. I think I heard it, but I haven't seen it. It wasn't something that I was interested in seeing. I think I heard of it. I was just like, okay, whatever. It wasn't something I was interested in seeing. I don't really know the background or what the whole plot of the movie really was. Now, with Teen Mom...
It's a bunch of single women with the kids, and it's like no men in sight.
Okay,
so
all right.
So they bond together. They have this... They bond because they're all single moms, and they have their... you know, respective careers or journeys.
Okay,
so.
Well, all right. Well, on that, okay, well, with the Teen Mom thing, I don't really watch that show either because I don't agree with even them putting a show like that on TV, period, called Teen Mom. I don't agree with that, period, because at the end of the day, we know what happens. We know that there's young ladies out there that's 12, 13. We know there's a lot of young parents out there. But you don't need to glorify that because at the end of the day, they're making these teen moms into celebrities. And this is why these young people don't feel that there's anything wrong or not going to feel that anything is wrong or don't realize that, okay, you're a teenager having a baby. That's not something to glorify. And it's not something to be shamed about, but it's not something to glorify because at the end of the day, you're going to still have issues and problems and you're going to have responsibilities that you're not ready for.
Yeah, but here's my problem with that. How can they even see that if all they're seeing are these teenage mothers who are actually making a career and a living out of it?
Right, that's exactly,
only
that's
thing they're
exactly
seeing.
What I'm saying. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's glorifying it and it's I'm sorry, listen. For those of us that are single mothers, it's not something to be glorified. Many of us wish we weren't in those situations. Many of us have been put in this situation through circumstances that have been beyond our control. Who?
You're not a single mom.
Depending on
who
you're
asking. You're not a single mom.
When it comes to Donovan, absolutely not.
And there is a distinction. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't do the whole distinction thing because
there's
single is a title.
Distinction.
Like, single
there's
is a title. To me, single is a, it is. Like, to me, single is a title. Like, whether you're single or you're with somebody, the whole thing of you being a mother, that is what it is. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, are you still a single mother?
Yes.
Yeah, you are, because that's not the child's fault. I feel
It may not be the child's father, but if you have somebody that's willing to step up to the plate, technically you're not a single parent because somebody's there with
you. Yeah,
you
are. No. Because you know what, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, he can't do anything. I'm the only person that can. You know,
and he can do so much disciplining to that child.
It's more than discipline. It's more than that. It's offering a word. Oh, hey, let's go hang out, or let's go grab a pizza, or let's go catch a movie or something.
Right, but see,
like, you know what I'm saying? Let your mom go relax.
But
right,
here's the thing.
Let me tell you the problem with that is now.
Depending on the age, one.
Right.
I mean, for me, depending on the age of the child, it may apply, it may not. In my particular situation, it's totally different. I'm not a single parent in the respect of my oldest because his father's involved. That alone makes, for him, no. For Jackson, my youngest, yes, I still am. I still am because their relationship isn't, because Jackson's very standoffish. You know, so he doesn't have that communication with him that, say, Donovan would, you know. Donovan is very teenager. That's the only way to describe him.
I get it.
But with Jax, it's totally different. So, yeah, in that respect, in the respect of Jackson, absolutely. In respect to Donovan, no, because his father's involved in his life, has been from jump. You understand? So, yeah, there is a – in my particular situation, there is absolutely a distinction.
And that's what it is also. It depends on the situation. And my thing is, the problem with what you brother B, the problem with what you said was cool. That is cool if you have a man, if you're dealing with a man that's like that, or dealing with a dude that will do those things like nurture him. Like if his dad is not around, he'll be that, you know, that next one to step up and up to the plate. But see, the problem is, we don't have, once again, we're going back to the same thing like we always talk about. These men these days are not in it for that. Even if they know that the woman has kids, it's all about what they can get out the woman. They're looking at the fact that she got her own crib, I got some place to lay my head. I don't give a damn about her kids. Long as they don't bother me, I'm in the room, I just go to the kitchen, get something to eat, and I'll come back in the room. I could care less of what her kids are doing, how they doing, blah, 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 this, that, and other.
And that's okay. And that's true in a lot of situations. You're
and
absolutely right.
Right, and it's sad that it's like that. They don't even want to be bothered with the kids. They're just there because they have a need. They have a need to be there. It's a need for them to be there. But they really don't necessarily want to be bothered with that female, with her kid, you know, with the children.
Again, you know, it really.
All right, so I might make some enemies on this one. So my
thing
is,
that?
Yeah,
ever bothered you?
You always making enemies.
Yeah, no, I never had. I love enemies. Now I know where to keep them. But my thing is this: why? Like, see, my thing is, why don't women? And I don't expect you to be able to answer for everybody. Why don't women make better choices? Like, instead of just looking for, you know, somebody just for you, why are you not looking at somebody for the, you know, for you and yours? Like, for, you know what I'm saying? For the
yeah,
you know, collective, for you and your kids.
A lot of it, you're absolutely, Big Bird's absolutely right. A lot of it is desperation.
Desperation.
A lot
so busy,
of it.
Right. They want
it's
a man.
Desperate.
I want a man.
Yeah.
Oh, my girlfriend is married. Oh, my friend has got a man.
Yeah.
Oh, she got this. Oh, why I don't have a man? Well, let me just get the next best name and let me just settle for him, even though he don't like my kids, my dog, my cat, my uncle, my aunt, my no. He don't like
whatever, you know. A lot of them.
And if he's laying in my bed at night, I don't care about all of that.
And a lot of them have this fear of just being, of growing old alone. I've seen that too.
Right, I was just getting ready to say that. Yep.
And I'm like, really?
They don't want to be alone.
Well, see, and now,
speak for yourself.
You know what,
I love peace and quiet.
Oh, hell yeah.
But my issue is this. I don't think, like, my thing is this. If you got a dude that's not into your kids, and not just by, and I don't mean, like, on the surface, but that's not willing to step up to the plate and, like, be there, or, you know what I'm saying, emotionally, you know what I'm saying, spiritually, then I don't even know why you're messing with the dude.
We just told you why.
I'm just saying. I get it, but then again, it's like, yo, that whole self-esteem thing, I'm just not understanding really to a degree. Because when it comes down to your kids, we're talking about the kids. There's women out there that's, I'll kill for my kids. I'll
Let
do
me
this
tell
for
you
my
something.
Kids.
Yeah.
I'll do that for my
right,
kids.
Right.
But let the man come with the meatloaf, then it's like, huh?
All right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, and we're going to go back to a couple of conversations that we've had before. Like I said, women are emotional. And that's the sad part about it. A woman, and excuse my expression, the piece of meat, well, let me just say it like that, the piece of meat will, you know, override that my child is here, or my child is hurting, or my child. I just was explaining that to my older son about a friend of his, and
really?
The boy used to come. Yeah, but the boy used to come to my house, and the mother, me and the mother used to talk. She didn't speak very good English, but she I can make out things that she was saying, and when she told me, and certain things that people say to you, and it just clicks in your head. When she told me because of her son, her husband left her because of her son, I told my son, I said, that's telling you something about her character as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That woman said to me that her husband left her because of her son. That is telling you the what type of woman she is, and you wonder why her son is the way that he is towards other women. And this is what I try to explain to him.
And
but he doesn't get it because he's 22 years. I told him, when you get older, you'll get what I'm saying later on.
But that also goes to show what kind of person the father is, well, her ex-husband.
Right.
You know?
I don't even think that that wasn't his father. She just married. That was her other child's father. But that's what I'm saying. When you tell me that your husband left your home or left you because of your other son, that's showing, like I said, that's showing the character of that man, just like you said, and the character of you as a woman. That's showing both ways.
And this is why I have an open door policy.
See, like I said, I really just don't see how it's a thing where, like, the single thing, like, where does, even, all right, like, just like, you know what I'm saying, like you said with your oldest, you know, his father's been there, you know, since day one. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
If me and you are in a relationship, you're not single. But yet, at the same time, like, you...
When it comes to being a parent?
Kind of disrespectful. Well, yeah, well, listen. Single mom. I mean, there's two small words, but it's a big thing. And the whole
Absolutely.
Thing is, if you're not, but if somebody's willing to take up the slack, and you know what I'm saying, take that journey with you, I don't understand where the single part come from, and I don't understand why society is so big on, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, it's okay to be a single mom. In my opinion, no, it's not okay to be a single mom, because basically you're telling women, you're basically and trying to give women this false sense of empowerment of like, yeah, I can, you know, put the household on my back and I can do it all by myself. But most of the people that are saying that it's okay to be a single mom or glorifying a single mom, they don't come from single-parent households, and they don't have single-parent households themselves. Usually either they're married or, you know what I'm saying, they got some type of significant other or something's going on. But
right.
I don't see why it's being glorified to the point where it's okay to do. Like, oh, if
well,
you
don't
want to stick around,
I don't really care. Like, I, you know, if it's maybe I'm just not paying attention to it, because I don't think it, like I said, I don't think it should be glorified, because, like I said, sometimes being a single parent is a choice. And sometimes it's a choice, and sometimes it's not a choice. Sometimes it just happens that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it should be glorified. And like I said, if it is being glorified, I really don't pay it any attention. As I can say for myself, I am a mother of two young men. One the father's in the life. The other one the father's not in the life.
Mm-hmm.
I am a single parent because basically, even though I'm going to tell you like this, even though my oldest son father is in his life, guess what? Everything was really on my back. And I can say, for like I said, I'm only speaking for me. I can say the only reason why that is or it was that way or it is that way is because of him not having his own father in his life. And I told my oldest son that because, like I said, he's 22 years old. It's nothing to be it's not a secret. These are things that you need to know about your parent or parents or whatever. His own father wasn't in his life. So that's why I tell him this is why he doesn't know how to really be a father to you too much. And that's why everything is always on me. That's why I'm the disciplinarian. This is why when you needed things, I had to get it for you, because it was like, he didn't really. He wanted to get like the minute things. Like he wanted to do. Oh, I'll do a video game. Or I'll buy him toys. Or I'll buy him. But dog, it's more things to having a child besides video games. Or a pair of sneakers here or there. He needs underwear. He needs underclothes. And he told me at one time, oh, that's petty stuff. You take care of that. Really? So you trying to tell me as a grown man you don't wear drawers and socks and T-shirts and stuff like and long johns and stuff like that? Like I mean, really, like, come on. So
yeah, and
well, all right, let me.
Okay. And you gotta really understand something. Not for nothing, being in a relationship with someone is all well and fine, but at the end of the day, and don't get it twisted, unless you're really married, for all intents and purposes, you still are a single parent, and I'll tell you why. Because at any point, that person can up and leave, and guess what? You're all alone again. Which means you're, and it's not a bad thing.
you know, but you're all alone with this responsibility all over again. So now it's you and your child or children, all by you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, in that respect, that never ends, you know. It just doesn't. You can have a personal life, and, you know, in your personal life, and when I say personal life, I mean your adult life, can mix with your family life, and it can be fantastic, and it can be wonderful, you know. But at the end of the day, if you aren't married, and God knows I hate the M thing. Marriage is a sin among every sin ever created that man has done.
Don't be mad because you signed the contract.
I'm mad because, damn it, I lost my Michael Jackson album in the divorce. Anyway.
What? Oh, no. You know what? No, we're going to riot right now. I'm fighting for you. I'm advocating for you. Where is that Michael Jackson album?
Somebody understands the pain of losing that Michael Jackson.
You're right, girl. Are you kidding me?
So,
I'm advocating. We fight.
But at the end of the day, you're still that parent. And don't get it twisted. He can love you. He can love your kids. You know, you guys can actually do things together, and it's fantastic. And you know what I'm saying? But you always have that. That door is always open, and at any point, you can leave. You know? And as far as advocating, I don't advocate being a single parent. My mother was a single parent. I see what my mother went through. There's no, oh, I'm independent, I can carry this on my shoulders. No, it's like, oh, fuck me.
Right.
I'll find a way, you know.
Right.
I'll do what needs to get done, but it's nothing to be glorified. I don't need you to, I don't need you to put this on TV and be like, oh, this is what all girls should do. Hell no.
Nope.
What all girls should do is run and hide. Tell him no. Tell him to put a ring on it. For real, stitch it up. Wear that chastity belt. I know it's made of metal. Wear that. I got to see. He ain't getting it.
Well, let me ask you this. And what is the definition? Let's try and find some type of, what a definition of being a single mom.
For me, being a single mom is being that the female that's the female head of household that's responsible for the care and the love and the, you know, for everything for that child or for those children. You know, do you want to do it by yourself? No.
Oh.
Do you have to do it?
Yeah.
Because you have other people that depend on you,
mm-hmm,
that can't do for themselves.
Right.
You know,
right.
Again, situations, mm-hmm, are different for every female. Some female, for some reason, choose it. I don't understand. Some females, due to circumstances that happen to them, are forced into that, you know? You know, it's not every female sits there and opens up her legs and says, well, I'm going to have this kid to keep this man. A lot of females are under, you know, and again, being women and emotional creatures, as Big Red pointed out, you know, a lot of times we'll think with our heart first. Well, any rational female anyway. We'll think with her heart first, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and you think you found the right person and, you know, everything's fine and dandy and, you know, shit happens. Listen, I was married and I wound up getting a divorce. Why? Because the guy I married was a lying, cheating sack of shit. And he was abusive and I wasn't staying for it. That's just what that was. So I did, and not for nothing, having a child, and in my case, having two boys seeing that, oh, hell no. It was going to be either me or him.
Right.
That's a different situation. Every situation is different. And again, I'm not glorifying, I'm not advocating. I'm telling what it is. Would I tell a young girl out there on the street to do this? Hell no. It's one of the This is harder than actually being a parent.
Right.
You know, and it sounds weird to say that, but being a parent, being married parents, that's easy. I mean, yeah, your kids are crazy either way, but that's a little easier. Being a single parent, man, listen here. You know how much mommy juice I go through once them kids is out of my hair.
Mommy juice. But yeah, basically, okay. Well, my definition of the single mom It's just, I say, is a woman that's not married or that's raising her children and she's not with anybody in particular at the moment. And once again, it's the thing of, you know, you just, I don't care if you have boys, girls, or whatever, you have to, like I said, unfortunately these days, once again, these women don't care who they bring into their dwelling with the, when it comes to their children. Me, I do.
It's true.
I do. I care who I bring around my kids. And once again, because my sons are not, you know, I don't have, you know, young sons. My sons are adults, 18 and 22 years of age. And even now, I will be kind of cautious or careful of who I bring around my children.
And also the fact,
like I said, because they are young men, you know, I have to, you know, the person that I do bring around, I want them to also understand that, listen, they're young adults. I don't have little kids. They're not no punk little, you know, punk young men either, and they're not going to see you, you know, disrespect their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I explained to my older son, too, in terms of, you know, certain women that I have hung out with or friends with or whatever, and I see situations with them, with their husbands, boyfriends, or dudes that they have dealt with through the years, and I have to let them know, this is why I am the way I am, because he says, oh, you don't like nobody. Oh, you always have a problem with somebody. Oh, you always think somebody is this or somebody that. I told him, I said, listen, let me explain something to you. I've been on this earth for 44 years, Lord willing, 45, and thereafterwards. I keep telling him, when I have a feeling in my gut and my soul about a person, I am usually right. I don't care if it's man or woman, if they bring off a bad vibe to me, I'm usually right, and I try to keep my distance. I'm not going to treat them bad, but I'm going to try to keep my distance and let them know that, listen, I see through your bullcrap. Maybe nobody else see through it, but I see through it.
Okay.
Well, and that's my reason
thing.
For That's my reason for, you know, just like doing certain things, but yeah.
Well, my thing is, I don't know why, like, it's trendy or seems to be trendy to just be the single mom. Like, what's the attractiveness about it?
Because that's what they're putting out. Because just like you said, they're putting it out there. They're making it like it's supposed. Like I said, just like we said with that movie. Like I said, I've heard of it but never really seen it. With the you know, certain situations, the teen mom. And oh well, let's get an example. Love and Hip Hop. Look at Love and Hip Hop with the guy named.
Okay, please don't ask me because I don't know anything about that show.
With Peter Gunn and them two chicks and all that other stuff. It's just society is glorifying everything. It's not just
it's not just the single mom. Yeah, that's ratchetness right there.
Right,
that's the word, right? Ratchetness. Okay.
Everything. You have a man. Once again, you have a man, and he's torn between two women. He gets one pregnant. One is the side piece. One, and then he gets her pregnant. He marries the side piece. He's still dealing with the other woman. Still gets her pregnant. It's like what? Like huh? It's like why?
Wait, Dynasty came back on TV and nobody told me?
What? Who?
Dynasty came back on? Y'all told me something that's on that would have been on an episode of Dynasty. I'm all confused now.
You know, somebody said that's what it kind of, it reminds them of, like a Dynasty type of thing. And that's my thing. This is the stuff we were brought up on. Dynasty, you know, all them soap operas.
The Kobe's, Knots Landing. Don't get me started.
Landon. What's the other one? Texas, Grease, Lightning. What was
Dallas,
it?
Dallas. You know I know.
But how many single mothers were on those shows?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We had a whole lot of side pieces.
Right. Right.
Well, I'm sorry. You were called mistresses. Yeah.
You right. Called side pieces a side piece.
No. He's right about what he said.
No, they called them that.
Right. When we were growing up, it was called a mistress or the other woman. Now, that side piece came up with these young people. Oh, he's a side piece and all that. Shut up with all that stuff. The person is either the other woman or a mistress. Stop it with the side piece stuff. What the hell is
that?
We ain't ain't no entree. You know, this ain't no damn entree.
Well, depending, depending on where you at, it can be a Happy Meal.
A Happy Meal. Get you
right.
A Smiley Meal.
Right.
But
no,
unfortunately, yeah, I know, it's horrible being on a show with a bunch of old women, ain't it?
These women ain't even young girls. They all these women are these. Like I said, all of those Love and Hip Hop people, them people are like in their 40s, they late 40s. Like you gotta
really?
Be
kidding.
Ew. Yeah, they and they like you could say from mid 30s to maybe late 30s to they like they 40s or maybe late 40s. And you doing this nonsense and showing these what are you doing?
So why don't they just all go on the have and have nots and make my evening viewing so much more entertaining? Like, seriously, if I want nighttime drama, that's what I'll do. I'll watch the have and have nots.
Call of 3054, you're on the air with the menu.
Uh-oh.
It is the menu.
Uh-oh.
Number one site piece.
Oh, God.
The best site piece in the world.
Oh, God, it's too early for him.
Why you saying too early?
Too early for him. I'm still sober.
On,
I can't
on,
do this.
Come on.
I am
no
way
to
too sober.
Life,
I'm too sober for you today.
Too sober?
I'm too sober for you.
What's up, Hot Rod?
Nothing much. I have my son jumping on my stomach right now, so I'm.
Yes! Get him, Ryan! Get him, Ryan! Oh, sorry.
Say hi. But wait a minute. For a single mother, if you still get a child support and the father's about to see the kid, does that still make you a single mother?
If you're getting child support and the father is still around to see the kid, does that make you a single mother?
Yes.
Let me ask you. It still does in respect that chances are he's not really spending time with the child. Like, he's doing the court-ordered date, but he's not going out of his way any extra. He's still not providing that emotional need, that emotional connection. You know, it's like, okay, they've already taken my money. All right, by law, I have to see you X amount of days, X amount of hours.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You still are in respect that you're still there doing all of the emotional stuff. And let's be honest, I'm going to be honest with you. Unless she's a real grimy, money-hungry chick, chances are most guys aren't paying half as much in child support What did I say? Unless she is
grimy, money hungry. Yep.
I say grimy and money hungry. Okay.
I got Pac-Man.
Okay. Pretty much, you got screwed. But then there's a lot of guys that, believe it or not, there's a lot of guys that are paying a hell of a lot less than you are.
And
they're getting the accolades that you're not getting. You understand what I'm saying? You understand?
Yeah.
They're paying, what, $75, $100 a week just
what?
Now. Yeah, honey, listen here. And they're not doing a tenth of what Brother B does.
Right.
But they're getting the accolades that Brother B should be getting. Not like you're looking for those accolades, but that respect you don't get, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, there is a difference. Like I said, with my oldest and with his father's concern, in that respect, I could never consider myself a single parent. Because regardless of the fact, he's there emotionally. Yeah, financially, but he's there emotionally. He's actually involved in helping guide him, help him grow, showing him right from wrong, you know? So, yeah, I don't have the entire burden on me.
Right.
Now, with the other one, the other one, well, I'm going to go get me some mommy juice on that one. conversation deserves some mommy juice.
Okay, me.
So,
what happened was the guy that wanted to be involved, but due to he had problems with the mother won't allow the guy to be part of the child's life as a parent.
Well, then she's a dumbass.
Yeah, she's stupid, and guess what? That's because she has her own issues.
Yep.
She has her own issues. That's what that is. When that happens, that's because she has an issue. Because like I said, my oldest son is going through that right now with his own baby mama and child. She's not allowing him to see the child because of her own issues, or because of her own jealousy and her own insecurities and all
and
kinds of other silliness.
Let's do a big red. In that respect, she's a single mother of her own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, she's so miserable and she's so bitter that he doesn't want anything to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually choosing that.
Absolutely.
Because in all honesty,
absolutely,
if he's doing what he needs to do, if he wants to be there, there is no reason for her to say no.
Absolutely.
There's no reason.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And you hit it right on the nose. And I told my son that. I said
that's
why she's doing it, because she is miserable with her. She's miserable because of the fact that you moved on. It's like you weren't supposed to move on. She was supposed to move on, and you weren't.
I know how your son feels.
Yeah,
wow.
That's what it was.
So the kind of,
that's a deep statement. That's very deep right there.
But it's the truth.
Because you have a generation or like a league
a joke
of
that generation.
Yeah, or a league of women that just want to be single parents, but at the same, you know, because there's benefits to it, and some of them, they look at the money first. They definitely look at the money, and their whole thing is like, yeah, I just want to hit them in the pocket, but I don't want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's also because they probably hear, you know, once again, it all goes back to who you are around and what kind of people socialize.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Big Red. Can I do it?
Go ahead.
All right,
girl,
let me do it. All right, here it is. Yeah, girl, if you take... Wait. Yeah, girl, if you take him to court, you're going to get all his money and you ain't going to have to worry about nothing. You're going to be living on easy street because he's going to be taking care of you and your baby, even though he don't want nothing to do with you. You could get him and you could hurt him, and then he's going to be mad and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for my impersonation of a ghetto hood rat. Thank you.
But she's right. That's
thank
how they think
much
about it. They
Mika,
should have been in for the money.
Mika is available for bar mitzvah.
Just when you guys thought I couldn't do it, I did it. So there.
But guess what? That's how they. That's that, and that's exactly what they're thinking. That chick may not necessarily be thinking that, but when she gets them other chicks in her ear, in their ear, because they mad with their baby daddy. Oh, we gonna make her mad with her baby daddy too. So you know what, girl? Just like, girl, you can get all his money. Oh, he going out with the other. He probably taking that money and buying that itch this and that itch that. And out to the movies and all. So you hit him in head pockets and they'll take him straight out his check, girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. I think I just actually hurt myself on that last performance.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's on injured reserve list, so we're just postponing any engagements.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hold off on that.
Yeah. So my thing is, so now, all right, we have this whole single mom thing. So now, you have the women that don't want to be single mothers that wish, you know, that have kids, that some of them wish that the fathers would be in their lives.
Yeah.
But then you have the women that are boxing men out. You know, some of them just don't want anything to do with them because of whatever their own emotional issues, personal issues. But does that really give a reason to make it seem like it's a good thing to be a single mom?
And
because it shows that you can do it by yourself and you can do it on your own. Like, I love it when I hear, oh, you don't need no man, or I don't need no man. It's not about the thing of needing a man. It's about, you know what I'm saying, kind of completing the cipher. It's like you want a man there. It's like a man wants the woman to be there because, you know, listen, this shit that we do, that y'all do better, and there's shit that y'all do that we may do better. So as much as nobody really wants to admit it, we complete each other. But the whole thing is everybody is so busy competing instead of completing.
And you
so
know what
it's
I
like,
mean?
Well, I'm gonna be a mom. I'm gonna be two. Like I told, wait, yo, you still there, Hot Rod?
Yes and no. He's still jumping over.
I got you. I remember what last
Where's
year.
Where's my paycheck?
Yeah, I got you. I remember
I'm
last year. Remember
right
that there was some there was an issue where women were talking about there were some women out there talking about getting Mother's Day cards on Father's Day.
Yeah,
like they're trying to X out the father. Like,
well,
what is that about?
Well, let me tell
you
something.
That?
I put yes, absolutely. And you know, and this was ironically enough, this turned into a big issue on Facebook, which was great too. Because you know what? It led to a conversation. It led to a discussion. And you know what? We've come to realize that because of the roles that, again, not a lot of women want that responsibility, but they have it. You know, so in that respect, you know, I put it to you like this: Mother's Day comes around, and I know guys that are really awesome dads to the point where they do better than the moms. I get the Mother's Day cards.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, hold on 1 minute, guys. I have to go because Prince Ryan did number two, and I have to go clean it up now.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
You go, Prince Ryan.
You go do that.
Yes,
I don't envy you.
The mother made
dinner,
so you know why.
you know what? He deserves a Woman of the Year award dealing with him alone. But that's a whole different story.
Oh, God.
Different story.
Bye, Felicia.
I can't.
He's just mad. But again, you know, for me, those days are actually equal opportunity days for me. And I'll explain to you. Again, like I said, you know, I know a couple of guys that are really awesome, and I mean totally awesome as being a parent in general, and they have taken up the slack of being mom and dad and mom. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day come, I'm giving you a card. Father's Day come, I'm giving you a card.
Right.
For me, I get to do it both ways. I'm kind of, this actually amazes me now. It wouldn't have happened years ago, but thanks, Mom. So these past couple of years, you know, and I've always given my mom a Mother's Day card on Father's Day card. You know what I'm saying? Mother's Day, she gets a card. Father's Day, she gets a card. Now, after reconciling with the old man, it only took a couple of decades, you know, now he's getting it because he's actually started to show me after a couple of decades that he actually wants to mend that fence that he broke, you know, and he's made one hell of an effort. So now he's getting it, you know. But for me, I take Father's Day cards. I take Mother's Day cards. I said, damn it, the only card I'm not taking is Grandparents' Day. I better never take that card.
Well,
I ain't got no choice in that matter.
But wait a minute. But all right. By people accepting these cards, or the, like by you doing that, don't you think that maybe you're adding fuel to the fire when it comes down to the whole thing of, like, you know, is society glorifying the single mom thing? Because the whole thing is this. I can never, like, you know, me and my kid's mother, it's whatever. But I could never teach my daughter to be a woman because I don't know what being a woman is all about.
No, you can't teach her how to be a woman, but you can teach her what a man is supposed to show a woman.
Right, or how
you're
exactly,
the
exactly.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
Cause my whole,
you know, like,
my whole
I can't teach my boys how to be men. I can't. But I can teach them how to be proper, upstanding gentlemen.
Right.
How to show a woman respect. Listen, I don't take away for the father that actually does for his, because best believe, Father's Day come, I'd be like, what you want, a card or a bottle? But again, he's a father.
Poison.
From who? Not from me.
No, not from you. But say that to my kid's mother, I get a bottle of poison.
See, that's
but there's
me.
A, but
me, you
there's
think,
a,
look, that's what I said. You want a bottle of poison?
But see, there's a difference. Y'all don't get along. Just
right,
like me
and
my ex don't get along.
Why? And you know, and you know why? You know why we don't get along? I'm going to tell you
because
why.
Because she's psycho?
Well, and besides that, it's the fact that she's been trying to replace me for years, and it's not working.
Well,
because
see, and,
most men,
and that's the problem.
Most men, when they deal with a woman with a child, they don't want to really hear the story of how you're beating up or you're talking junk about the kid's father. Meanwhile, the kid's father comes around 90% of the time to pick the kid up. The kid's father's giving you money, yet you're still talking junk. No dude wants to be around that because you sound unappreciative and you sound miserable. See, she's been trying to replace me and put other men in front of me and say, oh, well, you know, you can call him dad and you can call him dad, but my daughter's
no.
Like, no.
Rule number one, you don't do that anyway.
Oh, yeah, honey.
Nah, she's done that.
That's the first rule.
But, you know,
nah,
these women don't understand that. And my son, he gets upset about that.
What? They stupid.
And that he's, you know, I told, you know, he feels that, you know, his daughter's mother's doing the same thing. I said, well, I'm praying that she's not doing something like that. But then again, you never know these dummy jackass females. But I'm praying that she doesn't do that because my thing is this. All that's going to do is bite her in the ass later on. So
My thing
exactly.
is this. I have never, ever... I have never done that with the boy. I've always said, this is this person's name. What you choose to call him is your choice.
Right,
but
absolutely.
This is his name.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't force that because that's
I
no.
I would never force that.
Because you already have one. Good, bad, or indifferent,
exactly.
You already have one.
Exactly.
You're not going to call nobody else that unless you feel it's necessary.
Right. Exactly.
If you don't feel it's necessary, bruh,
no
sweat off my
it.
Balls.
Yep. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I would never force that.
No
type
sweat off
of,
my balls. I'm happy.
Hell no.
You know,
I would
and
never
I don't. And I don't. And no. And you know what? And that. And you're absolutely right, Big Red. That's a huge problem because these chicks. I can't call them all women because the chicks that do this are stupid because you're opening a door for
that
hell.
You're not ready for. Yep.
You're
opening a door that you're not ready for. That's what you're opening.
And you know what? Not for nothing. Why would you want to do that anyway?
Because
why?
they're trying to hurt the dude. Everything is about...
You
want to
hurt him? You really want to hurt him? This is what you do to hurt him. Move on.
Because
guess what?
Because they sit down in their little minds and they make up fictitious... This is what I told Cuzzo about that baby mama. They make up stuff. This is all the stuff is in their mind, fictitious stuff in their mind that they make up, and they feel that you are, that person must be moving. You don't even have to be moving on, but they think that you're moving on.
Why would
I've
you want to make anyone
miserable?
I've had
the same problem with my older son for the same thing. He done gave me so many boyfriends and all these dudes. And mind you, me and him ain't been together for the last 20-something years. So like I said, boy, 22 years, I ain't been with him for 22 years, okay?
At this stage, why would it matter?
No, my son spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. Oh, your mother, she got a boy, her boyfriend. Dog,
what?
This
is what I'm saying. After 20-some-odd years, dude, seriously, if you can't move on, I think you should seek therapy. I think, I say this as a person, if he can't accept the fact that you've moved on, like, you know, a long-ass minute ago.
Yeah,
you know,
a long-ass minute ago.
You moved on, you did what you did, or you're doing it, you're not doing it, you're running around naked in Central Park, you're not, you're playing Coyote Ugly. Don't know, but listen, it ain't his business. He need to get over that.
I don't even be saying that. I told my son, I said, you can tell him what you want to tell him. I don't care what you tell him. You can tell him anything you like, whatever. I told him, whatever roll over your tongue, tell him. But the reason why they do those things is because, especially the females, it's hurt because, like I said, they're a hurt person, period.
Yeah,
like,
they were hurt when you was with
been,
them, clearly.
Right, whatever things have been going on in their lives, it's pain and suffering. So they want to inflict that same pain that they are feeling on other people. And like I said, of course it's going to be the man that's doing something for the child. My cousin is, you know, he's the epitome of a great dad.
Yeah.
But she don't
and
like
he getting, see?
She doesn't
meanwhile,
like
Meanwhile, like I said, I praise any man, notice the word, man, that does what he's supposed to do, and I'm going to overemphasize a couple of words here, that does what he's supposed to do as a father for that child or children that are his. I appreciate that man. I respect that man. You know, I've got no beef with that guy. That guy is an awesome guy.
Right.
you know. And he should be given that respect of being an awesome guy just because he's actually committed to this child 100%. That's, and again, this is where a lot of people get it confused. Like, I was having a conversation with a boy of mine earlier because he had posted something about single mothers, ironically enough, as this happened to be the topic for today. And I commented and I said, you know, it really kills me because basically the premise of the gist of the article was it was slamming single mothers. That was the gist of it. And my response is, because the article was stating how single mothers, they live with a guy and they get on Section 8 and they claim disability, you know, and all of this stupidness. And I made the comment, I said, well, damn, I'm the fool because my stupid ass worked, you know, paid for school, did what I had to do, you know, became a single mother, still doing what I had to do. It was what it was. And I didn't once think about sponging off the system. Stupid me.
Wow.
You know? And he made the comment. He was like, yeah, you know, I understand. And he says, well, it's just like with dads that are involved in their children's lives. There are dads that are actual dads, that are actual fathers, that they're taking the time, that they do it. They're not asked to do it. Like, they'll show up. They'll call the mother up on a random. And they'll be like, listen, I got these tickets to the Knicks game. I want to take him, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, she's already gotten her child support. She's hit him up for extra money. He's given her extra money. And she's given him the business.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wants to spend even more time, and she feeling funky because he ain't with her. You know what I'm saying? I take offense to that as a parent in general. As a parent, I take offense to that. Who are you to sit there and tell this man, if he's doing everything he has to do and then some for this child, who are you to sit there and say, no, you can't see him because we're not together?
Right.
Bitch, do I have to beat you in the head and tell you how many of us grew up in a household like that and would have killed to have had our father there? Now, I know why my father wasn't in my life, because my father was he's West Indian, and by nature, he's the ultimate man whore.
There
we go. That's fire.
Listen. I have met his other offspring, and they're as bad as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And his oldest is a real dumbass. So I know for a fact that I know for a fact he did it because he's just stupid. But that was then. But
right,
yeah,
right.
You know, I know the reason why they weren't together for mad years. I get it. And I know why they're not together now. But I understand the relationship that they have now, you know.
Yeah.
But I also know for a fact that my mother never kept me away from him. It was his choice.
Right.
You know? So, I grew up only child, single parent, was not spoiled, people. Please get that misconception out of your head. Only children are not always spoiled. A majority of us are not, you know? Get that misconception out of your head. That's another, that's ridiculousness. Because for those people that know my mama, no, there was nothing close to spoiling in that house. Nothing close.
And then
if it wasn't my
grew up in a different time too. So
okay.
You really
exactly.
That.
Exactly. But again, you know, I understand what happened, so I know that reason.
Hello?
Now, again, on the flip side of that, hello.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Not
can
hello.
He, yeah. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Can you hear us now?
I don't think he can hear us.
Uh-oh,
hello?
Did he lose his mind? Can you hear us now? Can you hear us now?
Hello?
I feel like I'm in a Verizon commercial. Big Red, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Brother B. Brother B, can you
Brother
hear us now?
B.
Can you hear
hello?
Us now? Can you hear us now?
I don't think he can hear us. Hello?
Well, I don't think he can hear, period, but that's beside the point. I'm quite sure when he plays that one back later, I'm going to get it.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello?
Can you hear us now? Well, sadly enough, he can't hang up because if he hangs up, he'll disconnect us all.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
It will? Oh, man.
Yeah, because he's in the main center. So
we have some technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's the engineer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man. if he hangs up, then the whole thing will go. Okay.
You have the house phone?
I'm on the house phone.
Oh, grab your mobile real fast and message him.
I did.
See, because my phone, I'm on the only. My work phone is downstairs, so I can't mess with anyone.
I just asked him what happened, but
hello.
Can you hear us now? Okay, so for those of us that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, apparently we've turned into the Verizon commercial. Because unfortunately, we can hear Brother B and he can't hear us.
He can't hear us. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. We have a little technical difficulties right now.
Please stand by as Blog Talk Radio has messed up yet again.
Wait.
I wonder if I. No, sugar, honey, ice tea. Ain't that about a blip?
Wait, let me see something. Hold on. Actually, he didn't answer me back yet. Let me see if I can text him more.
Well, he may not be able.
Hello?
Yeah, all right, you know what?
I'm going to hang up.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I can hear both of you guys.
Okay.
You can hear us now? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Did you hear me?
We heard you the whole time.
Hear you saying hello, and she was like, can you hear me now?
So you guys totally went dead. I didn't hear nothing. I had to hang up and call back in.
Hang up and call back in?
I had to hang up and call back.
I thought we would have got lost if you'd have done that, but I guess not. So that's a good thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we were just, we're just talking about how insane it is. And, again, I don't understand how women could deny their children access to their fathers. I mean, listen, me and my ex-wife, husband.
It's personal.
We don't get along.
It's definitely that.
It should never be that personal. Listen, we don't get along. Guess what? I don't need him calling my phone to talk to my son. Guess what I did? I went and got my son a cell phone.
Right. But the thing is, it's a personal thing. Like I said, it's hurt. It's a control thing also. It's a power. It's all those things. It's a competition thing. And it's just, I feel that a person that does all of that, that's because they didn't get the love and attention that they needed when they were growing up. And that's what the problem is. They didn't get that love. They didn't get that love from mommy or daddy. They didn't get that attention. They didn't get that nurturing.
Those are mine.
That's what happened.
Well, my kid's mother, she wants to be able to say that she does everything on her own. And I'm like, well, being that you accept money from me, you can't say that you do it on your own.
Right.
Being that I see my daughter 4 to 5 days a week, I pick her up, you can't say that you do it on her own. But she wants to be able to say that she does everything and that she does it all on her own.
Yeah, but she can't say that. But she can't say that because, just like you said, you're involved. Unfortunately, but you are involved, and that's how it's supposed. You're supposed to be involved in your child's life. You're supposed to be.
Well,
but she wants to say that because she wants that power because she wants a audience. She wants those people that she talked to say, yeah, girl, oh yeah, you doing it on your own, and he don't do nothing. It's all, like I said, it's people. It's all about attention, and that's another thing that people like that have a problem. They haven't had any attention, so the only way they feel that they can get attention and praise is by other people that don't know the real story. If they only know one side of the story, they're going to egg that person on. Girl, yup. Oh, he must be the worst person in the world. Oh, yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And,
gotcha.
But they only know one side of the story. But then that person doesn't want those people to see the other side. So they're going to try to keep you and that person completely separate. They're not going to tell, you think she's telling them females or whoever she's talking to that you pick up that child 4 or 5 times a week? Do you think she's telling them that you do things with her on the weekends and take her out and do, that she's not telling them that. All she's telling them is, I get money out his check, and I get all his money, and that's it. And, oh, girl, does he pick up? Oh, no, he don't pick her up, or he probably pick her up one time. She's probably exaggerating that whole thing to make it look right for her. And that's sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's sad.
Yeah.
It's not only crazy, it's just sad because this is showing what type of mentality or how small-minded you are as a person. This is ridiculous. And then you want to go, just like you said, and you want to make it seem like, oh, I'm a single parent, I'm a single mother, and I'm this and I'm that. That's where the glorification comes from people like, oh.
Well, and the sad part is, she's never going to change.
No, hell no.
No,
hell no.
Not
absolutely not. At this age, them Negroes is too old to be changing.
But the part, and here's my issue with that. At what point do you stop being this vengeful and this spiteful?
When they get old and nobody don't want to be bothered with them?
Yeah, listen, that's way too much time. I ain't got that much time. You know how much time you wasted just doing that?
Well, they don't see it as that. They don't see it as I'm wasting time. They looking at everything at the moment right now.
Mm. You know what? You need to stop worrying about the moment and look at the future, because, honey, that future's looking mad bleak. It is mad.
Well, they'll never see it that way, because they figure that they're collecting money. You know, to the ones that are collecting money, they figure, you know, I'm getting that money, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they were like me, they would actually understand getting that money ain't doing nothing but doing what it's supposed to do. And even to that extent, well, I can't speak for everybody. Let me rephrase. But for me personally, that money is just putting back the money that I've already kicked out.
Right. Absolutely. That's what it really is. Exactly.
And not to mention the fact that not only the money that I kicked out, but that's also the money that's going into this child's account for school.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
see,
like,
some of these women are not, they're not, some of these chicks is not using that money. They're looking at that money as a payment. Oh, I could get
that's
my
not
hair,
a come up.
Nails,
okay.
Oh, yes,
that
they
is not a come up.
You're right. It's not, but that's
okay.
How they're looking at it as a come up.
Big Red, we have to tell them. Getting child support is
not
a come up because it's for child support. It's to support the child.
Well,
it is not a come up.
Nah,
if you want to come up, get a
job. My kid's
job.
Mom came up. My kid's mom came up.
Oh,
well, she was working. She
came
like,
up like a weed.
I think she's, what, 36? And she's retired. She's retired.
Yeah, she came
she
up like
for 10 years and she retired. She collected from me. She collected from the other baby daddy. She collecting about over, what, three, probably a little $2,000 a month. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. $3,000 a month in child support.
Yeah.
What?
$3,000 a month.
Seriously? Wait. Hold up. Wait.
You switch your phones?
Wait. I'm not. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm having a heart attack.
Okay. I'm having a heart attack.
I think I just went into cardiac arrest. I'm pretty sure went into cardiac arrest.
She get about almost 2 G's from the other father and about, what, 10, almost 1,100 a month from me.
What?
See, I owe back child support because I went so hard the first time that I needed to take a break just to pay
second.
Bills that
wait.
I owed.
Wait. Hold up. And I'm not trying to blow up anyone's spot, but that is a hell of a lot more than I see a month.
And she just bought a house in Pennsylvania.
No. We didn't. No, renting a house. In Jersey.
No, she bought a house.
She bought a house.
I can't
just
do that ever.
She retired and then bought a house.
Wait.
She's paying the mortgage and she's paying rent.
Okay. Wait a second. And people like me and Big Red that actually work for a living and get next to nothing for support are the ones that get hounded. Wait. Are the ones that get hounded talk about y'all get too much money for child support as it is? What? Are you kidding me right now?
My older son's father, when he was a little younger girl, he argued me every. And mind you, I wasn't working at the time. I was on public assistance, and they was taking him for child support. Honey, girl, He was calling me all kinds of names and cussing me out every day. And I'm like, dog, I'm not even doing nothing. I don't even want to go to for child support. This is them doing it.
Now, and again,
and see,
here we go.
Now, check this out. Before you say what you got to say. Now, mind you, $270 a week out of my check.
What?
For a Miss Wannabe Single Mom. Yet, I get my daughter 4 to 5 days a week.
Whoa, wait. Hold
on.
I'm getting dizzy.
Week, you know.
Wait, I'm
Matter
getting
fact,
dizzy
I now. Had to bring, I had to bring her lunch to school this morning because her mother didn't want to give her money. And she didn't
what?
Want to make her any lunch. So
and
I had
she
to
getting
go
all this
school,
money
bring her lunch.
She's getting it. She don't give the child nothing. How?
And she called herself a single mom. $270 a week. Come right out of my check.
I done got dizzy.
Lord, I done got dizzy.
Now, see, boys like that are the reasons why actual, decent, hardworking single mothers that don't go after the job. You understand what I'm saying? They're too tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones that will be like, all right, whatever they say is whatever they say. I don't really need, you know, I don't need more. This is what I need to keep this child afloat. Okay? I'm not even factoring everything else that goes with it. That's just the basic just for him and that's fine or for her. That's fine. The single mothers that don't go for the juggler are the ones that are getting grouped in with the psycho lunatics.
Psycho killer. No,
okay? With the psycho lunatics that are going for the jugular, the right leg, the left leg, part of your testicle. Okay, we get grouped in with those sociopaths. And that bothers me because those sociopaths are the ones that are glorified and this, that, and the third, which I don't understand. How do you glorify a gold digger? Because that's what you're doing, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I say this again, child support is for the child, not for the mother. Yes, you, as a single mother, you will kick out that money, but... that money that you get back, you
yeah. You're all right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't
Wait,
be expecting more.
Wait, 34-37?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Wait, 510-493-3437. You're on the air with the menu.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, all right, so how are you?
Sorry, this is Mr. Research. Yeah, it's all good. This is Mr. Research calling from California. I just wanted to offer some couple of solutions to fix the issues that y'all talking about.
In terms of what? The whole glorifying being a single mom?
Yeah.
Fire away.
Well, here's the thing. What people don't realize is the number one people who keep this stuff up are males who have the power to change it, but they got daughters and they love their mom and they married. They don't identify with males that much. And a lot of females are going through it now because now it flips because females who make some good money or what have you, when they get separated like the Holly Berry thing or whatever, now they get the shaft and they like wondering why is it happening. At the end of the day, the government wants their 15%. They don't care who they get it from. It's not about the kid. For the government, it ain't about the kid. So you got to support little bills. Like if you ever go look up, there's one called 2312, and there's a Utah bill called 50. But unfortunately, we got these Republicans who make statements like Representative Wilson said, I don't care about the rights of unwed fathers. So as long as you got people in the state and in the Senate and the House making comments like that, it's going to be a money thing. It's about getting that 15%. And if you look at it, it's one of the number one reasons why the urban community is so jacked up compared to other communities, because it's like they get this money for these kids and then they just leave them out there. So we glorify these females because a lot of these dudes love their mom. And they know what their mom went through, but they don't know the whole story necessarily. So they get on the mic, they get in front of the TV, and they champion bad behavior. It's not a good thing, but this is why they do it. And, you know, it's kind of like the crack, the classic Tupac line, you know, even though you was a crack fiend. I mean, come on. You know, so I know women suffer hard and they try hard and, you know, they go through a lot of stuff. But I swear to you, if this was back in the radio days where people didn't have government daddy to run to, you would be forced to go deal with that dad. And if, like the sister said, if the laws were really geared toward dudes who just blatantly was ducking and dodging, then it would be more leeway to come hard at them dudes. Now it's like lighting a government daddy paycheck for a lot of people.
Sounds logical to me. I mean, somebody has to pay. So the good guys, we're not going to run. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pay our child support. I don't have a problem with child support. Never had an issue with child support. I mean, I have no problem with, listen, she gets money. If my daughter doesn't get money, I still give her money. You know what I'm saying? That's my kid.
Right.
But my thing is, don't tell me what I'm not doing, or don't glorify, you know what I'm saying, this whole single mom thing when there are men out there, you know, that are willing to step up to the plate, that want to step up to the plate. But then you have institutions like family court, that when family court gets into it, family court can just destroy everything. The little piece of peace that you guys had in between you, family court can just turn around and destroy all of that. Because hitting me with $1,500 a month in child support can make me hate you.
I'm sorry, my throat.
And a woman can sit back. Huh?
My throat hurts every time I hear that, because that's so ridiculous.
That's not really ridiculous. Let me show you one that's really ridiculous. You remember Beyonce's father cheated on his wife and had a baby? In 1 year, he gave that lady $250,000. Yes, $250,000. Do you know she jacked it off in a year and went and filed for welfare? That's ridiculous.
I didn't know that.
Oh, go look it up. Don't believe me. It ain't my opinion. It's a researchable fact. There's a picture of her crying. Again,
but that's the problem. It's women like that is why, you know, there's other women that suffer. Like, I know other women out there. This one woman I know who's only getting like $25 a month.
Mm-hmm. When were you talking about that?
What's the purpose? But like I said, then you have these other women out there who champion the single mom thing. You're not a single mom if dad is coming through. If there's a man coming through financially, and that's that
more than financially.
Father, you know what I'm saying? Let's just go with the basic financial. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that you're doing it by yourself, and don't try to run with the title that you're doing it by yourself. But then, of course, there's the other factors, the emotional, the spiritual, you know, aspects of it, you know, the support. Of course, you got to
look at it from the standpoint of what you just said. Why are there so many homeless teens? Why are there so many teens out here in these gangs, and they don't even have the crack epidemic that some of us grew up with? I mean, real talk. So let's even talk about what you said about. Go ahead.
But it's like what you said, that this is what the system wants, because they look at it as new inmate, the privatization of jails. They're looking at money. That's all they're looking at.
It's all profit.
Yeah, because if I disenfranchise you as a child, you either got to be incarcerated where I can get either some state money for my city, or I can take that inmate and farm him out for some little local road work or whatever on the under. Go look at Shawshank Redemption, the movie, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Or you can sit up here and disenfranchise that youth, and now he want to be part of my military, and I put him on the front line. And, you know, I back to that point you made about people, somebody trying to duck and dodge. You can't duck and dodge no more. They got E-Verify. E-Verify goes throughout the whole nation. you cannot duck and dodge anymore. CDC has already proved that, as a matter of fact. CDC put out a thing that black males are in their children's lives more than white males. Don't believe me? Go look it up. CDC put that out. So that's under the family section of the CDC report for 2014. So it's just all these, to your point, these misnomers trying to make it seem like these dudes are these evil people. I even had to point out to this sister the other day, I said, did you realize that black men are married to black women at 42%? And according to Obama's Tolson report, black men are married at 70%, even more than black females. So this thing that they put out, and I'm not trying to play genders, I'm just saying, this thing they put out sometimes, man, is like, it ain't helping nothing but these other ethnicities who come here and they do practice the family thing. They get a 5-year tax break and a business loan the minute they get to the country. And then here we are telling lies about each other's gender and who suffer.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Because
when I go to family court, I don't see too many anybody else but us.
Yep.
Depends on where you live. Because here in Jersey, where I'm at, it's a whole different ball game.
Boy, I'm sure.
Oh, bro. I've seen them in every shape, fashion, and form over here. Even I'm like, what is this, Walmart?
It
absolutely depends on where you're at. New York City is a completely different beast from everywhere else in this country.
Oh, yeah, that's a multicultural, yeah.
And the respect that you've got, how many millions of people living on top of each other in all of what, 5 miles? Seriously.
Yep.
So it's a whole different ballgame there as opposed to every other state. And the laws vary as well, you know, the laws vary as far as how much. Based on how much it costs, the basic living in that area.
Oh, yeah.
New York is one of those areas where it costs 3 times as much to live there than it does anywhere else.
But I think the uniform situation out around the whole nation is people who really ain't trying to work for themselves. No matter whether they male or female. I mean, I use the Halle Berry situation all the time. Homeboy kicking it. He ain't trying to do no more modeling contracts. I'm talking about the white guy.
Yep.
The white guy ain't trying to do no more modeling contracts.
Mm-hmm.
He like, fuck that. And you done had your new boyfriend beat me up? I'm good.
Listen, I don't mean to interrupt. We got less than a minute left. Sir, what's your name?
This is Mr. Research calling from California. Mr. Research calling.
Oh, Mr. Research from California, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Hope you're listening on the next one.
All right, thank you.
As for me, Brother B and Mika, Big Red,
yep.
It's been a good one.
Yes,
and,
it was.
And no one got their feelings hurt much.
Topic. Yeah. So next topic, I'll make sure it's something fun. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all.
Oh,
have
goodness.
A good night and
all
another
right.
one in the can for the menu.
Have a
okay.
good one. Stay safe.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Have a good night.
Deuces.
Yes, I wish I could go take me some NyQuil. Give me some
yes.
NyQuil.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Later.